Hey everyone, welcome back to the Big Red Express. Robbie here with another edition. Today we're just going to be talking about everything that's coming up. We got some great interviews coming up for Interview Thursday and great ways for you to help support the podcast and get us climbing up the ranks on iTunes. I know the numbers have been a little bit low lately, but I got faith in all you guys that you guys are going to continue to share and to post things on Facebook and things like that for our episodes. We've got Travis Williams, CrossFit Games competitor, coming up this weekend or this Thursday on the podcast. Next week, we've got Alex Anderson on the podcast. He's a member of one of the fittest families in the world. His dad's won the CrossFit Games. His brothers, both of them have been to the CrossFit Games as individuals. So we got to get his story and so much more. You guys will not want to miss that interview. That's coming up next week. And the only way you can get it is if you subscribe to our podcast. All you got to do is go to iTunes, press subscribe. And while you're there, it only takes a couple minutes. Give us a 5-star review and give us or a 5-star rating and give us a review. This helps us. It helps our sponsors. It kind of helps them know that we actually have people looking, and we actually have people listening to the podcast. And I think that's one of the biggest things that a lot of people are looking for and are looking, you know, when they look to kind of jump on board this podcast, they want to see that we actually got listeners. So I can only show them so much, but if you go to iTunes and you give us a 5-star rating and leave us a great review, telling us and telling them how much you love the podcast, it helps us out tremendously and it helps them kind of gauge how many listeners we have. We don't have many reviews right now, but I expect after this episode, we're going to have a spike in that. So please do us a favor and help us out if you are a loyal listener of the podcast. But guys, episode 218, it's crazy that we've been doing this since October 2014, and we've already got 218 episodes out on the books, and we couldn't do that without the sponsors and the great people that make this podcast possible. Give a huge shout out to RX Pro Shop. They've been with us for about a year and a half. Go check them out. They're located at the beginning, they're located at the entrance of CrossFit Chesapeake. They got Stance Socks. They got Progenics, the largest selection of Stance Socks in all of Virginia. So make sure you guys go check them out. They're absolutely incredible. And they're actually going to be at Super Phil Lorton this weekend. So many athletes, about 290 athletes. I'm excited to be up there. We'll talk about that here in just a little bit. Also got to give a huge shout out to Burrito Perdido. Go check them out, located on Cedar Road across from the Hardee's in that Sunoco gas station. They got made fresh organic veggies. They got pasture-raised chicken, steak, and pork. It's good for you. It's local. And, man, it is one of the best places you will ever eat. They're open from Tuesdays to Sundays from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Make sure you guys go check them out. Send them some love. That's right, Burrito Perdido. Also got to give a huge shout out to the Ben Smith Blueprint, the only blueprint I follow when I do CrossFit. And if you guys are out there and you guys want to know what the Ben Smith Blueprint is, go to Instagram and type in the Ben Smith Blueprint. It's also on Ben Smith's, the 2015 CrossFit Games, the 9-time CrossFit Games athlete. His Instagram page as well if you want more information. If you want any more information, you don't know where to go, you can contact me directly as well, and I will shoot you all the information that you need. But go check that out, the Ben Smith Blueprint. It works. It's proven. It sent 6 individual athletes to regionals this past year, and it's absolutely incredible. All right, guys, kind of got to get right down into business. Don't really have a huge topic to talk about today. But you know, I think it's one of the biggest things that, you know, a lot of people are talking about is it's like we said, we're kind of in a downtime right now, kind of transitioning out of regionals. We got about a month and a half, to go until the CrossFit Games. That's actually going to be from August 1st to August 6th. I want to give a huge congratulations to Charlotte Forslur, a very good friend of the podcast. She actually is almost at every event that we're at. When I MC, so big congratulations. She actually got an invite to Photog, the CrossFit Games. So huge congratulations, much deserved for one of the best photographers in the sport of CrossFit. And maybe I'm a little bit biased because she's from this area and she takes really good pictures of myself at events, but she is absolutely one of the best. So congratulations to Charlotte, for making it there. Guys, also we have, a lot of things going on in terms of Superfit. We got Superfit Lorton coming up this weekend. If you're going to be there, make sure you stop on by and make sure you come by and say, hey, we'll love to meet you if you are a listener of the podcast. If you're from Northern Virginia, it's at CrossFit Lorton, so you will not want to miss out on that. That's from pretty much all day, from 7 to probably hopefully 4 or 5 is when it's going to be a big competition. If you want to see some great competitors and you want to see some of the top competitions and some of the top competitors in the CrossFit universe, man, Superfit Lorton is where it's at. The largest competition during the year, 4-person teams, 290 athletes. Man, it is absolutely crazy. But then the 22nd, we are down in North Carolina, Superfit Charlotte. It's a good little drive for me, but I love going down there. The people are great. The atmosphere is electric, and I love being down at Superfit Charlotte. Then in August, got a busy schedule. We got Superfit Richmond. We got that Team Grit event coming up on August 19th. Superfit Richmond's the August 12th and 13th, a two-day event. That's right. Make sure you guys, if you have any questions, it's a two-day event. So if you guys are, you know, a master's athlete or something like that, this is a huge way for you guys to get out there. It's going to be a fun event. I'm excited to go to Richmond for 2 days, right down the street from where I live. And then possibly a couple more things in the month of August. But August is going to be a busy month. So is September. We got Superfit. We got RU Fit. And there's so much more. There's also something that I'm in the works planning as well, hopefully going to send me across the country. But that's all I can say right now. I can't really get into too many details about that at this moment. But, guys, it's been such a fun experience. I want to come on this and just tell you guys how much I love to MC. I look at the MCing, and I love the community. I know I've talked about this before on previous episodes, and if you don't want me to talk about it again, I guess you can shut the podcast off right now. But if you want to listen, I got a special offer and a special deal for you guys at the end of the episode that you guys will not want to miss as well. But man, it's been so much fun to really travel around the country, travel around just the Hampton Roads area, the Mid-Atlantic region, and to meet athletes and to meet people that I probably would never have met if it wasn't for CrossFit. And if you guys don't know my story, I started CrossFit about 5 or 6 years ago with Ben Smith. I graduated from college. I kind of came back and was super out of shape. I think I blimped up to close to 290, 300 pounds. And I was like, Ben, I really want to work out. I want to get back in shape. And he was like, all right, show up. And I'll cover the rest. So I show up. I wasn't sure. I was super nervous about my first day at CrossFit. And going in and being super sore after that first sort of day or two. And then obviously it became the next 5 years of just constant soreness. But, you know, it was one of those things where I wouldn't give it up for the world because, first off, I lost 70 pounds. I've put a little bit back, but I'm trying to work that off and trying to get back to where I was. But, man, it was so much fun just to kind of get in there and get kind of moving. If you ever have done CrossFit or if you're listening to this podcast and you're just like, if you just stumbled upon this podcast and you've never been into CrossFit before, you've never stepped into a foot of a CrossFit gym, guys, I would encourage you to go back to our archives and check out our Chalk Talk series on the myths of CrossFit because I kind of break down what the good, the bad, the ugly about CrossFit, and there's not much ugly about it. Yeah, there's some of the top athletes, and I know a lot of people saw regionals this year and were like, you know what, man, it's a lot of injuries. But, you know, that rarely happens. These are some of the top athletes in the world, so please go check that out. If you have any questions or if you just really want to talk to someone about CrossFit, please let me know. I'm willing to talk to you about anything. You know, I've been in this sport. I've been around the sport for 5 years. I've been to gyms all over the East Coast, and most of the gyms here in the Hampton Roads area I've been to. I know the owners. I know the people that coach there. And so I've got a pretty good idea of where to go and what to do. If you're ever in Orlando, I got a great contact for you guys down there, also up in New York as well. But man, so many people, guys, that I see and I think when I look at what I do, and a lot of people say, hell, you're just an MC, you travel, you know, you got the life, you you're on a mic and stuff like that, but it's more than that. You know, I look at it, yes, as a job. I look at it as a opportunity to network with people, an opportunity to meet new people, but it's also an opportunity for me to learn as a CrossFit commentator. My goal is to obviously get to the CrossFit Games eventually. That is my ultimate goal, is to be an MC or floor announcer at the CrossFit Games. I think it's one of those things where I've been doing this for about just over 2 years, and from the first moment I did it, maybe I didn't think, okay, well, maybe the CrossFit Games is in my future. But I know for a fact that when I started this podcast, I knew from the first day that one of the things that I wanted to do, I wanted to go to the CrossFit Games and I wanted to be an MC. I wanted to be one of the people on the mic commentating for some of the fittest men and fittest women and fittest teams and fittest masters and fittest teens in the world. And I'm never going to give up that hope. And as long as I do this, and no matter what happens, no matter, you know, the job that I have, no matter, I'm going to try to do my best to try to make it every single time. And I'm going to bother the heck out of people at CrossFit headquarters. I'm going to continue to make those connections, because I've already made some great connections in the CrossFit universe. There's no doubt about that. There's no question that I go out and really put 100% into what I do. And that's to make the athletes feel important. I don't care if you're, you know, Matt Frazier at the CrossFit Games or Camille LeBlanc-Bazinet at Wadapalooza or whoever you are. If you are an important athlete, if you are someone that is, you know, means well, and you want, and you actually show up to compete, I'm going to make sure you feel like the fittest man on earth. You feel like the fittest woman on earth. I don't care if it's your first competition or if it's the one that you've done a million times. You know what? I think that's what makes me unique about some people out there. And I think a lot of people show me and tell me this on a regular basis, that I go out and I make them feel like they matter. I love getting to know the athletes. If you're ever at an event and you're competing and I'm emceeing, please come up to me. Please introduce yourself to me, because I love always giving shout outs to people that I know. And if I don't know you, if I don't know your name, if you don't come up to me and give me your name, I literally, if it's not an individual competition, and sometimes there's so many athletes in an individual competition that I can't keep up with all of them. But if it's a team, I normally just have the team. I don't have any athletes, but I love to give shout-outs to the athletes. I love to make you guys feel important, because you guys have paid money to do this event, whatever it may be. And I want to make sure that you have the best experience, so you either come back to that event, you keep going in CrossFit, because I know so many people, you know, it's so easy for us to kind of lose track about what we should be doing, or if we go to a competition, maybe we don't do as well as we would like to. But if I can further that experience, if I can make that experience any better, man, I would love to do that. I want to do that. And that's all I got to say for that. I'm going to cut this episode short because I didn't really have much to talk about. I just wanted to check in with you guys. Hopefully you guys are doing well this week. Check back on Thursday, guys, for our interview Thursday. We got Travis Williams. He's been to the CrossFit Games 3 times already. He's a misfit athlete. And he was just like me. You know, he was well overweight. He was about 270 pounds. He's down to about 200 now, 190, I think, 190, 200 in between there. And, you know, he's going to the CrossFit Games for the 3rd time. We talk about his journey. We talk about what he's looking forward to, how it is to, you know, train with friends, and how much fun he's still having with CrossFit. So make sure you guys go check that out. Make sure you guys subscribe, please, on iTunes. Go like us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram at @big_red_express. Or you just type in the Big Red Express. I'm sure it'll pop up as well. Guys, also, we're selling shirts last week that we will be taking orders for shirts for our 30th of June order, and we're going to be collecting money next week sometime, so make sure you guys are on the lookout for that as well. Please, 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 they're only $22 a shirt for sizes small through XL. Please get us in your shirt size, and then I will contact you about a way that you can pay, and we can get that from you before we get the orders in. All right, guys, thanks so much for listening. Make sure you guys go check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And always, keep it locked here on the Big Red Express. We got Interview Thursday coming up for the next few weeks leading up to the CrossFit Games. Got some great interviews. Thanks so much for all the listens to the Ryan Elrod podcast. If you haven't checked that out, make sure you guys go check out my conversation with Ryan Elrod last week. It's in the archives, and that way you guys can find out how it's like to be a 34-year-old athlete competing against some of the biggest names in the CrossFit games. All right, guys, thanks so much. Have a great rest of your week. See you on Thursday, and keep it locked here to the Big Red Express.